The indictment alleges he and the Russian Federal Security Service relied on social media and also directed and controlled three political groups, one being the Uhuru Movement in St. Pete.
Russia has recruited and forged ties with persons and groups around the world who are positioned to amplify and reinforce Russia's messaging campaigns.
They're using Russia as a part of a propaganda tool against the people to turn you away.
Uhuru's Aretha Akile Kanyon is alleged to be the candidate Russians were supervising in her 2019 run for St. Pete City Council, offering consulting and funding. At this point, Kanyon is considered an unindicted co-conspirator, but has not been charged.
Why take their money?
Did I ever say I took any money? See, no. That's what I'm accused of. I never said that, so don't put that in my mouth. I didn't say that.
Did you take money from
I don't want to answer your question because you want to take it somewhere. I don't want to take it there.
There was also apparent Russian influence in the 2017 St. Pete race for mayor. The Uhuru group, seen here, disrupting political events. According to the indictment, the word reparations was part of alleged discussions between Ionov and another unindicted co-conspirator, who appears to be former mayoral candidate Jesse Neville.